USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is in Poland now following his surprise visit to Ukraine. He made the five-hour visit to the war-torn country earlier today, and reaction even among critics is mixed.
Just days ahead of the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion, President Biden made the unannounced trip. Meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, Biden said America stands with Ukraine.
I'm here to show our unwavering support for the nation's independence, their sovereignty.
Biden also announced an additional $500 million in aid for Ukraine.
Correspondent John Schaefer. One top Republican is praising Biden's trip. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he was very pleased about it. Other Republicans, including Marjorie Taylor Greene and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, criticized Biden. More than a dozen people have been hospitalized after an explosion at a metal factory in Ohio. It happened earlier today near Oakwood at the I. Schumann and Company building. Officials say at least one person is in critical condition. Officials say at least three people are dead after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit near the Turkey-Syria border earlier today. And of course, this comes after the two countries were devastated by massive earthquakes that killed tens of thousands exactly 2 weeks ago. Back stateside, a major winter storm will impact millions of Americans throughout this week. The storm is expected to begin in the northwest tomorrow and head east as the week progresses. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the murder of a beloved Los Angeles area archbishop. This neighbor says it seemed strange that Bishop David O'Connell was not following his usual routine on Saturday.
And about that time, he's out walking his dog. Never saw him come out to walk his dog.
65-year-old Carlos Medina was taken into custody this morning after surrendering to police outside his residence in Torrance, about 20 miles north of L.A. The case is being investigated as a murder. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The White House says that visit to Ukraine by President Biden was months in the making.
Logistically complicated and difficult is how the White House describes the planning for the Kyiv visit, which began months ago. It involved a small number of people from the National Security Council, the military, and the Secret Service. The trip was different than past visits by a president to a war zone like Iraq and Afghanistan because there's no U.S. military presence in Ukraine. President Biden spent about 5 hours in Kyiv before flying to Poland. I'm Richard Johnson.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson's being given access to a massive trove of surveillance footage from around the time of the U.S. Capitol riot. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy released 41,000 hours of footage from the Capitol to Carlson. Carlson has questioned the circumstances of the riot on his primetime show on several occasions. A major U.S. air carrier is making it easier for families to fly together.
United Airlines says it's opening more seats to families traveling with kids under the age of 12. Under their new plan, parents accompanying younger children will be able to access preferred seats at no extra fee if needed at the time of booking. This only applies to passengers with standard or economy tickets. I'm John Schaefer.
A key charge against actor Alec Baldwin in connection with the deadly shooting on the Rust film set in 2021 is being dropped. TMZ reports he's no longer charged with gun enhancement after work by his attorneys. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.